It was 6 or 7 years ago in middle school. Sabrina Dalanese was in seventh grade, and the boy sitting next to her sexually harassed and assaulted her.
He would say stuff all the time, like just like, oh, you're so hot and sexy. And then when he like touched me, and was like several times, and no one's ever touched me like that. And I was like a little kid.
She told the teacher and says all she did was switch their seats.
She didn't really like take it as seriously as I thought someone would, which made me feel like it was something that wasn't serious.
It affected her. Dalanese is now in college and realizes it was wrong.
It's just to spread awareness for that and that it does happen.
It did not happen in a school in the Granite School District, but their director of policy and legal services, Doug Larson, is weighing in.
If kids have been sexually harassed or kids have been subjected to violence in some way or abuse in some way, they need to report it.
And he says reporting is happening more.
We take those reports very seriously.
But
this is a much bigger issue than schools. Schools can't do this alone. This should be an issue that's addressed in homes, in churches, or in other areas of the community.
And Dalanese agrees this is part of a bigger conversation.
If somebody comes up to you and trusts you to tell you what happened to them, that you could do something about it rather than making them feel like it's something that they should let happen.
And also how to prevent this from even happening.
We start with our elementary kids and we teach them very basic skills regarding relationships. And then we build on those kinds of concepts as kids get older.
Dalanese says she wishes she would have told her parents back then.
We just feel like everything is so terribly wrong and like they're gonna hate us, but like they love you. And they want the best for you.
And, she says, keep fighting for yourself. Larson agrees.
I just hope that kids understand that they have an avenue to seek for help and to seek for resources. The schools will be there to help them do that.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.